Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Signs of Qiyamah. Today we take a look at the narration from Sahih Muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by the one in whose hand is my soul, meaning by the oath of Allah, because it is in Allah's hand that everyone's soul rests, this world will not come to an end until there comes a day when there will be so much of killing that the killer will not know why he killed his victim. And the one who was killed will not know why he was killed. This narration is in Sahih Muslim. And we see some signs of this already. When you have looting, the person who killed someone doesn't know why he killed him, really. You know, he just got caught up in the whole flow of things. And the one who was killed, obviously he's dead, but his family and the ones close to him, they wonder, why was he killed? What did he do? Some would say, well, he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. But when this becomes all the more frequent, you must know it's a sign that we are coming closer to the hour, closer to Qiyamah. You will have senseless wars. People will be scratching their heads and saying, why are people dying? Why are they fighting? What are they trying to achieve? What are they after? And it just won't make sense. It just won't appear logical. It will remind us of the Jahiliyyah, you know, the period of ignorance, where the Arabs would fight tribal wars for decades on end over petty issues. And it just wouldn't make sense that why is he killing him? And why is that person being killed? So we'll see this kind of a second Jahiliyyah, a second period of ignorance as we get closer to the hour. What should we learn from here? One, in our day and age, firearm control. So many times we hear of instances where people get angry or their ego gets bruised over a parking spot or over an argument. The one draws in a firearm and next minute blood has been spilled. The person who shot doesn't understand why. It was in the moment, the anger, the ego. And the person who got shot and got killed, he can't understand prior to his demise that why was I shot? His family and his friends and near ones and dear ones can't understand why was he killed? Totally unnecessary. So you see, this is how the devil operates. He makes us fall victim to our egos. He makes us fall victim to our anger. And that's when we will spill blood. We need to be very careful. You want to carry a firearm, by all means, if it's for security purposes and within the framework of the law. But remember, you need to be very careful as to your anger and as to your ego and as to many other things that could bring you to the point where you become a killer or where you provoke someone and as a result, you are killed. So put a premium on your life and put a premium on the life of others, because the Quran tells us, if you kill one soul, فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا, it is as if you've killed all of humanity. That's how valuable the soul of any human is. And if you put your own soul in jeopardy, then you are also responsible. From how you drive on the road to how you interact with people, which will make them react in a particular way. Be careful about unnecessary loss of life. Signs of Qiyamah. Until next time, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.